Welcome to Target Field in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Juan Pierre. Batting second. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting third. The DH, Paul Konerko. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carlos Quinton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Alex Rios. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Brent Lillibridge. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gordon Beckham. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tyler Flowers. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Brent Morrell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jake Peavy. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Denard Span. Batting second. The left fielder, Ben Revere. Batting third. The catcher, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Michael Cuttier. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jason Kubel. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Thome. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Trevor Plouffe. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Matt Tolbert. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tsuyoshi Nishioka. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Brian Dunsing. And now, play ball. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Pierre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nishioka fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nishioka fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Konerko hits a fly ball into center field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Span strikes out. One out. Ben Revere is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Revere hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mauer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pierre. Mauer reaches second base with a double. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Quinton strikes out. One out. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Rios hits a fly ball into right field. Kubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brent Lillibridge is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lillibridge hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Beckham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kubel hits a fly ball into center field. Rios settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thome strikes out. Two outs. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Plouffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flowers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brent Morrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrell bunts in front of the plate. Maurer scoops up the ball and tags Morrell for the out. One out. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pierre is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pierre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nishioka fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Alexei Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Tolbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Tolbert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tsuyoshi Nishioka is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Tolbert. The throw from Flowers and he is out, Ramirez applying the tag. One out. Tsuyoshi Nishioka batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nishioka hits a line drive beyond third. Morrell can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Span is 0-for-1 in the game. Span hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Pierre settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Revere batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Revere is 0-for-1 in the game. Revere hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lillibridge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Revere for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Konerko is 0-for-1 in the game. Konerko hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Quinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Quinton hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Span. Quinton reaches second base with a double. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Rios is 0-for-1 in the game. Rios hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Span. Rios reaches second base with a double. Quinton scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Brent Lillibridge is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Lillibridge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lillibridge bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Maurer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Beckham is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dunsing fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dunsing. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Flowers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flowers takes first base on ball 4. Rios moves to third. Beckham moves to second. Brent Morrell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Plouffe fields it and throws to second for the out. Rios scores. Beckham moves to third. That run is unearned. two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Pierre is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pierre hits a fly ball into right field. Cubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lillibridge scoops it up and throws to first, with PV covering, for the out. One out. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cuttier is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuttier hits a fly ball into right field. Quinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Cubel is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cubel is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Konerko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Quinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Quinton hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Cubel. Quinton reaches second base with a double. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Rios is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rios hits a fly ball into left field. Revere settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. Thome hits a fly ball into center field. Rio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Plouffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Plouffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Tolbert is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Tolbert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tolbert is hit by the pitch. Tsuyoshi Nishioka is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Nishioka is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nishioka hits a fly ball into left field. Pierre settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Brent Lillibridge is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lillibridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lillibridge hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Beckham is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckham strikes out. There goes Lillibridge. The throw from Mauer to second, and Lillibridge is out. Two outs. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Flowers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flowers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Span is 0-for-2 in the game. Spann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Revere is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Revere is 0 for 2 in the game. Revere hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mauer hits a fly ball into left field. Pierre settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brent Morel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morel is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Morel hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Spann. Morel reaches second base with a double. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierre is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pierre bunts towards the mound. Dunsing fields it and throws to first for the out. Morel moves to third. One out. Alex Burnett now pitching. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 3 in the game. Ramirez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, White Sox. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cuttier scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Konerko for the out. Two outs. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Quinton hits a fly ball into center field. Spann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cuttier is 0 for 2 in the game. Cuttier hits a fly ball into right field. Quinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kubel is 0 for 2 in the game. Kubel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 2 in the game. Thome hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lillibridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Mijares now pitching. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rios is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rios hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, White Sox. Brent Lillibridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillibridge is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lillibridge hits a fly ball into center field. Spann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Beckham is 0 for 3 in the game. Beckham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Flowers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flowers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cuttier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brent Morel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Morel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Plouffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Alejandro Diaz is now playing left field. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Plouffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Plouffe hits a fly ball into center field. Rio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Tolbert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tolbert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Tolbert strikes out. Two outs. Tsuyoshi Nishioka is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nishioka is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nishioka strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Valencia now playing third base. Trevor Plouffe now playing first base. Matt Tolbert now playing second base. Alejandro Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a fly ball into center field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ramirez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ramirez hits a fly ball into left field. Revere settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel pinch hits for Paul Konerko. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel hits a fly ball into center field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Thornton now pitching. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Span is 0 for 3 in the game. Span strikes out. One out. Ben Revere is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Revere is 0 for 3 in the game. Revere hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Diaz. Revere reaches second base with a double. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mauer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Revere moves to third. Two outs. Danny Valencia is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Valencia hits a fly ball into center field. Rio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Target Field in Minneapolis.